and welcome to the Fiorella Files. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of crime fiction and historical novels, and an incorrigible bibliophile. It's wonderful to be making a programme on pretty much my favourite subject, books. On my show, I will be introducing you to books, classic and contemporary, that you should read, might enjoy reading, or should not touch with an 11-foot barge pole. This month, I'm doing my special edition children's book show, involving younger reviewers talking about and sharing their favourite books. Now, I know I complain about the weather all the time. It's a particularly British thing to state the obvious, like, gosh, isn't it cold in December when there's a blizzard outside? Or, ooh, fine weather for the time of year when the sun's come out for the first time in 3 months, but it is really wet here at the moment. Apparently, this is the wettest October on record for Britain. And it has rained pretty much continuously for the last couple of weeks, and it's not showing any signs of easing up. But the grass is very green, and I'm sure it'll be very good for us all in some way I can't work out just at the moment. I gather we've had a bumper harvest this year. There we are. It was good. But today I have the children taking over the show, so I won't waste any time. I'll let them get on with things. But before they start, their favourite series at the moment, probably even more than Harry Potter, is A Series of Unfortunate Events by Lemony Snicket. Now, A Series of Unfortunate Events came out a bit late for me because I was an adult and I wasn't reading books about tragic little orphans, unless you count Oliver Twist and the majority, apparently, of adult fiction. So I kind of missed this, and I was a bit put off by the fact that the author's nom de plume was Lemony Snicket. I somehow felt that possibly he wasn't out to be taken terribly seriously. But my children love these books, and in fact, I've got to know them very well through my children's experience of them. And you know, they are clever books. The series is one of those rare things. Books for older children that are intelligent and witty and literary. There are wonderful allusions constantly to history, to literature. It's actually a very, very cleverly written series. It's not crude, it's not vulgar, it's not full of toilet humour, it's not sensationalist. It is violent, and grotesquely so in places, but because it doesn't take itself seriously, and it's mocking a lot of books where people come to sticky ends for no apparent reason, it just makes it very, very readable. It doesn't patronise children in any way. It actually goes by the assumption, shock horror, that children who read are quite bright. And for me, that's what makes it such a wonderful series, even though the storylines are deliberately far-fetched. So I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to leave it to the children to talk about why they love this series. All right, it's all a bit gigglesome because the dog's decided to join us, so I hope he doesn't start trying to contribute to the literary discussion we're attempting to have. I have all of them piled up, desperately trying not to laugh because they're practically sitting on one another. Could you all introduce yourselves, please?
My name's Hugh, and I'm 14.
I'm Francesca, and I'm 12, but tomorrow I'm 13.
Yay, yes, we have a birthday coming. What about you, Nicholas?
I'm 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. I'm Natalia, and I'm 7 years old, and in a week's time I'll be 8.
Yes, it's an expensive month, it's October. We have 2 birthdays, and it's a big one for Francesca because, we have 3, no, we have loads of birthdays, but we have 2 children's birthdays. We also have my birthday and 2 of my sisters. So now it's half term. This is a very, very important week in the school term. The autumn term is the longest term in the whole academic year, so a week's holiday is great. And what happens during this week? We have
Halloween!
Yes! And unfortunately, there'll probably be no trick-or-treating because of COVID, but what are you all going to dress up as?
Skeleton.
Yeah, but what's the overriding theme?
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. So who's what what horseman?
So I'm plague. Natalia's famine.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas is
death.
And yeah. Hugh is war.
Right, so got some very interesting costume ideas, which sadly very few people are going to see this year. And yes, it is Francesca's 13th birthday, so I ought to enjoy the piece while I can, because as of tomorrow, she'll no doubt be slamming doors and having tantrums and explaining why it's all my fault, or even joining Extinction Rebellion and slamming doors and having tantrums and explaining why global warming's all my fault. But anyway, I'm getting looks. So let's get back to the books, shall we? Right, a series of unfortunate events. Could somebody explain what the overriding story is? You can all chip in. Okay, start with you, Hugh.